Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The departure of Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone. His ministry may be in the final hours or day. Siobhan O'Connor joining us live this morning, whistleblower in the diocese. Siobhan, when this happens, is it a moment of joy?
Well, for me, it's really not so much joy as it is relief. I'll be very grateful that it's happened, but not gleeful, because for me, it's a very sad thing, because I so hoped all last year and then this year too that Bishop Malone would right his course and change his ways, and he didn't. And for me, that's a sadness. It really is.
Well, when it happens, what actually will happen to the diocese? He's a figurehead.
That's true in many respects, but I think he's become more than that because of his resistance to leave, and then even just the way that he's reacted to these consistent scandals that have come up. And I really do believe, from what I've heard talking to survivors and from fellow Catholics, that his continued presence here was making things worse, because people were getting so frustrated by him and what he was doing that it was making it difficult for survivors and also for Catholics, who just felt like, you know, why won't he just leave us alone? I've heard that from so many people who really wanted him to leave. So I can see what you mean about the figurehead, but he's come to symbolize more than just a figurehead.
The timing is not certain. We're still trying to determine whether it may be coming today or tomorrow. How do you expect it to be announced?
Well, I would think that under these circumstances, it would most likely come from the Vatican itself. I know that in today's bulletin from the Vatican, it's not listed. So that's interesting, because I would think that either an early retirement or a resignation, it would have to come from the top down like that. It would have to be, either of those plans would have to be approved by Pope Francis and then published in Vatican literature. So given that it's not in the bulletin today in the Vatican, I would expect it's going to be tomorrow.
And do you expect that there would be a news conference or anything like that here in Buffalo?
That's kind of an interesting point, because since it's news coming from the Vatican, I don't think they would do a news conference, and I don't know that the diocese would really necessarily want to do that, want to take questions. They've certainly been reticent in that regard in the past, and I wouldn't imagine Bishop Malone would want to be publicly present. So that's really a toss-up. I assume that there's going to have to be some kind of response from the diocese here, but I don't know what the Vatican will require of them or what they will willingly do.
Now, would it matter if he takes a resignation or an early retirement to you?
Yes, for me those are two completely different things, and I feel that an early retirement is what they were trying to do with some of the priests, like with Father Yetter, and I'm not comparing Bishop Malone and Father Yetter in terms of their actions, but I feel that an early retirement is one of those kind of swan songs and ride off into the sunset, and it's very different than a resignation. I believe a resignation is warranted here, and an early retirement would be a cop-out.
Would resignation maybe allow him to take some accountability, and an early retirement would lack any accountability?
Absolutely, and I think there's differences too in terms of his legacy, in terms of his work here and how it is reflected. So I think it absolutely would be a lack of accountability, and that's the last thing.
What are you praying for right now?
Well, I'm praying that there will be news of a resignation, and I'm praying that this is the start of many changes within the Diocese of Buffalo. I don't want it to be something where just one face and name change. Other people need to be held accountable, and there needs to be a complete change in how the diocese handles any kind of scandal. Hopefully there will be no more coming, and how they reach out to survivors, how they handle all of these issues. You know, unfortunately, Bishop Malone didn't change the course that previous bishops had been on. But I hope that this interim bishop and then our future bishop will be able to make the changes that are necessary and that Bishop Malone couldn't or wouldn't do.
Siobhan, do you know anything about the Albany bishop who would be a temporary administrator?
Well, I do know what I know is good. I know that last August, it was before I left, he issued a pastoral letter where he praised the laity and explained that they were essential to the process of investigating bishops. And he even went so far as to say that he believed that we've reached a point where bishops alone investigating bishops will not work. And I remember that being really, really stunning, coming from a bishop, especially a bishop in New York State. And that was a cause for lots of conversation within the chancery. So he always struck me as being somebody that I wanted to learn more about, and I was grateful to hear it might be him coming here.
Do you think when all of this is said and done, years from now, that you look back, will this all be a credit to the survivors and you, the whistleblower?
Oh, absolutely, to the survivors, for sure, because they inspired me so deeply to do what I did. Also, to the grace of God, he's led me through all of this, and I really do believe that it also has a lot to do with my faith itself. That's what helped me to do this. So, but for me, it will always be the survivors. If this is a victory, if you call it that, it absolutely is credit to them for all that they've endured and for their strength in continuing to come forward to speak out.
Siobhan, thank you for joining me this morning. That's Siobhan O'Connor, the whistleblower in the Diocese of Buffalo. And again, we're awaiting word, maybe tomorrow. We were thinking it might be today, but again, it's not in the Vatican Bulletin today, the resignation of Bishop Richard Malone.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.